Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Yesterday, I said that we would be talking about abuse when you met me back here in these moments we have with one another. And so let us continue as I remind you how I have defined abuse for us. Abuse is to hurt another person with cruel and violent treatment. And we can justifiably address abuse in the various forms it comes to us. There is abuse of the mind, the body, and certainly the heart and soul of people, even spiritual abuse. It is not only women and children who are abused. This happens to men as well. Even spousal abuse committed against husbands. Cruel and violent treatment of persons by other persons is sadly a hallmark of our sin-sick society. But here on Definition, in the days that follow, I want to speak to you about a specific form of abuse, and that is the abuse of women in relationships with abusive men. If you're a woman married to an abusive man, this is for you. If you're a woman dating or engaged to an abusive man, this is for you also. Ah, that may tempt you to tune me out, gentlemen, and women not in a relationship with a man, and or the happily married woman whose husband is very gentle, godly, and kind, or whose boyfriend or fiancé is that way. But I urge none of you to touch that button in your car, to turn the dial, to shut off the streaming of WEZE, or tell Alexa to stop at this time mornings and evenings. What we'll uncover in the Bible is a necessary message for all of us. Please stay tuned. Let me introduce you now to someone in the Bible who was an abused woman. She was married, and her first husband, as we will read, was a very cruel man. I'm reading to you now from the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel, chapter 25, and verses 2 and 3. There was a man in Maon, whose business was in Carmel. And the man was very rich, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. And it came about while he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the man's name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail. And the woman was intelligent and beautiful in appearance, but the man was harsh and evil in his dealings. And he was a Calebite. That was 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 2 and 3. 1 Samuel 25, verses 2 and 3. The woman's name is Abigail, and her husband's name was Nabal. You might want to pronounce it, as it is spelled in the English Nabal, but Naval is closer to the Hebrew pronunciation. I'll stick with the English. Abigail was the woman being abused, and Nabal was the abuser. Verse 3 describes them this way: Abigail was intelligent and beautiful, but Nabal was harsh and evil. This is the first look we get into their character, who they were as people and as husband and wife. It strikes me this is often the way it is with women in abusive relationships. You are intelligent and beautiful, but you are dealing with a man who is harsh and evil, and he uses his cruelty to make you think of yourself as ugly and dumb. But like Abigail, you are not who he says you are. You're beautiful because you're made in the image of God, and you are intelligent because God's given you a mind that, despite being worn down by constant insults, is functioning quite well. As this true story continues, we will see just how intelligent and beautiful this woman was, and how harsh and evil this man was. So do not miss a day and join me tomorrow for the Thursday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.